This morning, more than 40 million people, that's roughly one in every eight Americans, are bracing to see their food assistance run out later this week, creating a food crisis some experts say could be the worst since the Great Depression, all because of the government shutdown. The U.S. Agriculture Department, which administers the SNAP or Food SNAP program, announcing, quote, the well has run dry.
Everyone's worried that, you know, they're not going to be able to feed their families.
This morning, more than 40.
Yeah, that is a lot. I ended up looking up the numbers on this for the amount of American families that actually receive SNAP benefits from the government. Get this. I know they said 40 million in there, or one in every eight Americans, but I got a more scary figure for you. That's going to be one out of every five U.S. households, about 20%. Of American households, just a shy under 20% of American households fall under the SNAP benefit program. Can't make that crap up. And Americans are losing it, ladies and gentlemen. If you think what's taking place over at the ICE facilities is going to be bad, I promise you, I absolutely promise you what's coming down the rabbit hole over the next month. If you guys remember the BLM riots, if you guys remember people busting into Walmart and stealing pretty much everything off the shelf, if you guys remember all of that stuff, what's coming up here in the next couple days is about to be 10, 20, 30 times worse if the government doesn't get it back together. People are saying, oh, snap, oh, snap. Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, snap, because it's coming. P. Loudon coming in, gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you. I want you guys, we're going to go over some of America's actual reactions today, because they are blowing up. I kid you not. They are blowing up all across social media. There's a lot of just angry, angry people out there. We're gonna start, though, with this video. Now, I understand I'm white, so I'm going to let a black guy say it.
Millions of black people are going to starve to death.
And with food stamps getting cut off next month, like, I don't have a kid that eats like a grown man. I eat like a grown man. We like steak and lobster.
No, you like food.
Yeah, we like food. We like steak and lobster.
It's too bad. I guess you guys are going to starve and die. No one told you to go have children with niggas and then have expensive ass taste and feel entitled that the rest of the country has to pay for your expensive ass taste. Go get a fucking job, take that fucking septum piercing out, and be a productive member of society. Millions of black people.
Yeah. I didn't say it. Again, it wasn't me. Good evening. Yeah, I saw Tommy Boy over there ticking off people over inside Portland. We might actually go take a look over that in just a second, but I think these are way too more important, because, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to show you, this is literally the pulse inside of America right now. The American's pulse is extremely pissed off at the government, and you guys might be paying attention to Tommy Boy running around over inside of Portland. What is it? Portland State, I think, something like that, or Portland Community College. I forget if he's at PCC or where the heck he went, but yeah, check this out.
What the fuck you mean? Who ain't getting that goddamn food stamps to goddamn November? Because I'm getting my goddamn shit. I don't know about the rest of you motherfuckers, but I'm getting my shit, because I'm going to tell you just like this on Jesus Lamar motherfucking Christ. I will be at motherfucking Walmart with my steel toes on and my motherfucking helmet.
I kid you not, the amount of people that I have seen claim that they are going to go into Walmart and loot it and take everything that they absolutely want. Portland State, thank you. Yeah, they're going to go in and loot it and take every single thing that they want is out of control. I've lost count of the number of videos. Like, once I saw this and I was like, whoa, 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 let's see what's going on here. Dude, these people are feeding off of each other on TikTok and they are going bananas, absolutely bananas.
And I dare a bitch try to stop me from walking out that motherfucking store with my groceries. Baby, I'm 250 pounds solid. Baby, you want to see a human motherfucking bulldozer, baby? Because that's what the fuck I'm going to turn into. If you think you're going to stop me from leaving out that goddamn store with my motherfucking monthly groceries that I get every goddamn month, I ain't bothering no goddamn body, okay? Why the fuck is y'all bothering me and my goddamn food?
Yeah, it's going to get bad. The reason I'm cutting that one off is because I don't feel like dealing with the stupid music that's on it. Unbelievable. Oh, dude, you hadn't even seen Unbelievable yet. Like, we're just getting, brother, if you think that was unbelievable, we're just getting warmed up.
Now, slavery and police brutality aside, do you know how incredibly evil you have to be to deny someone food? What deep, dark depths of hell do you have to stoop to find it in your heart to not want the next person to have a hot dog? That's a different level of savagery. That's why I say the DNA, the composition of the DNA is not normal. Because we've already established that all lives don't really matter. Even though that's what you all love to say whenever you want to deflect. It's your brains that we need to study. What is it with you all that you are so, like, what is with your brains that you are so committed to people being subservient to you? Be the most mediocre people with the most mediocre history and the most mediocre culture, if you even want to call it that, that I've ever seen or heard of in my life. What do you have that you haven't stolen?
Whoa. What do we have that we haven't stolen? She's, of course, talking to us because we say all lives matter, not just black lives. Apparently saying all lives matter is bad. It's racist. I learned that in Portland. I actually learned that a long time ago. People try to tell me that that's racist to say that. But that's what she's claiming with the caption, white people owe us food stamps. No, we don't owe you nothing. Nobody owes you anything in this life. Absolutely nothing. Nobody owes you anything. These are the beliefs and these are the feelings that have been getting pushed. Y'all think I'm playing. You guys think this is a joke? Uh-uh. Nope.
If I don't get my motherfucking food stamp next month, it's going to be war with me in the motherfucking stores. I'm going to Walmart, Target, Sam Plus, whatever. Walking out that bitch with three motherfucking carts. So I better get my motherfucking food stamp. It's going to be motherfucking war. If I get caught and go to jail, whoop-de-doo. Just know I did it for a motherfucking reason.
I'm telling you, it's getting real. Like, folks are getting pissed. They are not happy. They are going to go to war over these food stamps. They are going to go inside. They are going to riot. And yeah, you're right. Like, if you guys remember what took place over inside of California, when everything happened in California and they started, like, lowering or what was it? Raising the amount for theft. To be a felony, and the police weren't going to respond for misdemeanor thefts. And then all the store owners started putting like $1,000 price tags on everything with discounts available at the cash register. And then the force and the cops could do it. It's going to be 10 times worse than that. Pat Loudon. Pat Loudon says, with the way these people think, Mamdani is 100% going to be elected in New York. Oh, dude, you have no idea. I was watching and looking at that today, too, and my head about snapped over Mamdani in New York. Justin Winch says, sure hope this teaches everybody how to stock the real things. We're going to actually see what some of these people have been buying with their benefits because, you know, they go and they create videos over it. But let's not just act like it's black people that are going off and are extremely pissed off about all of this. Jude Chase, this is crazy. It is going to happen. Oh yeah. No, it's going to happen. And look,
I just learned that I don't get to eat this month. I don't get my food stamps this month because a motherfucker in the White House, an orange motherfucker in the White House, wants a ballroom for $3 billion.
Yep. Let's just stop right there. That's not what's happening at all as far as that ballroom is concerned. But hey, let her believe what she wants. Blood Wolf says, I'm not supposed to be able to feed my family with the income from my job. Am I missing something? Yes, you are. You're missing something. It is called... These people think that, you know what, I've got a lady coming up on a video here in just a minute that was actually on the SNAP program for I believe she said 6 to 9 months. She's going to come up here shortly, don't worry, and she's going to explain how she was on it and how she got off of it and why all of these people, a lot of them, are crazy.
Get to eat? What? What? My government is supposed to help me, not hurt me. Why is it hurting me? Why is it taking the money that we have paid into it to give us a ballroom? We don't have a king. Kings need balls. We don't.
Kings need balls. We don't. Now, I'd also like to point out this woman's hair, her ridiculous glasses, and the fact that she looks like she's wearing a dinosaur costume.
We're not. We're the citizens. We're public citizens. Why do we need a ballroom? We're not invited. That's a king's room. We don't need that. I need my food stamps. I need my food stamps or something's going to happen.
Yes, I see the comment. Do we have food banks in the USA? Absolutely we do. And as a matter of fact, the food banks in the USA have been getting overran lately. The amount of vehicles I've seen pulling up to these food banks is incredible. Like all of the government employees that aren't getting paid, they're all running to the food banks, believe it or not, because our government's not getting paid. Ballroom instead of food stamps, where the F are they getting their information? Jose, the very good question, very valid question. Saw a short saying you're on a bolo for Antifa. Yes, I am, 100%. Antifa loves me. They absolutely love me. I am, and she's probably one of them, but yes, I am on a bolo for them. Justin Winch says, work boots, cheap local thrift store, just saying. Tom Bones, we were talking about this today at work, and we were wondering if this was another way to divide us even further in the country. Again, I do believe that. I do believe that both sides of the government want that sucker to be shut down. If you're on the left or you're on the right, I think all of the elected officials want our dang government to be shut down so that there's excuses to riot and complain even more in order to keep the sucker going and fuel so that they can have political talking points. Heartless Soul says, I worked my way off all government assistance when I had a 12-year-old and under a one-year-old. Yep, 100%. Dude, when I came home from Iraq, not proud to say this, I'm not doing this to shame her, by any means, when I came home from Iraq, I discovered that, you know, we were using government assistance to get like baby formula and things of that nature. And I looked at the amount of money that I was making while overseas. I looked at what we had in the bank and I was like, just because we qualify doesn't mean we're going to use it. And we ended up coming straight off of it. I can't. You're going to hear how people use their food stamps to get weed here in just a little bit.
They all on my phone telling me we ain't gonna get our food stamps November. Let my shit not come on the 15th. Let my shit not come on the 15th, and I'm gonna show them why I went to jail twice. I don't give a fuck. I'm not in the mood. My birthday is in December. Thanksgiving coming up. I don't. See, that's what I'm saying? Because my mama already had used my 150 demo, and that's why I should never.
What did she just say? Did she just say what it?
I'm saying because my mama already had used my 150 demo, and that's why I should never.
Her mom used her money, I think. Like, I think she said her mom used some of her benefits. Eborn Burr says, a civil war has been thrown around for a while now. Do you think it's a real possibility in the near future? Also, keep speaking the truth, Matt. Yeah. As far as a civil war, like an official civil war, no. As far as massive riots in this country because of how everything has been thrown into the waste, yeah, I do. I think we're going to have a lot of bloodshed in the future if we don't get this dang country under control. That's why I stopped talking about wars overseas and everything else that was going on and focusing on what's taking place here in the United States, because the more I look at what's going on in our very own country, the more disgusted I have become. I have discovered that we have politicians that are literally like telling their people to break federal law. I discovered that we have people that actually think the government's out to get them. It's nuts. So these people get their info on TikTok echo chamber. Yeah, they're right. They do get their info from the TikTok echo chamber. And that's one of the most dangerous dang things about TikTok. Kaylee McDonald says government dependence equals entitlement. Bingo. That's another big problem that we have, where dependence and entitlement and all like ends up rolling together. But I promise you guys, as we sit here and we roll through this, you're going to see some wild, wild things. Now, I think maybe part of it is this one actually doesn't have anything to do with SNAP and EBT. As a matter of fact, this lady was accused of stealing something. And the whole reason I actually put this video up here is a culture issue in my absolute, I don't even, you know, hell with that. I'm a father. This is a problem. Any parents that have their kids act this way, this is a problem. This mother is going to say, as this girl's speaking, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert for the end of this video. This mother actually says that the reason they went out, I think, if she says it, the reason they went out is because her daughter peed her pants. And I want you to listen to the mouth on this daughter. Sydney Vaughn says, it's an emergency fund, not a lifestyle. You're on target with the government wanting an uprise. By the way, I have big plans this weekend. Wish me luck. Good luck to you, Sydney Vaughn. I also have big plans this weekend. I have some beautiful plans coming up for this weekend.
What classes did I steal?
Thank you. Stop recording it now. You should not be recording it without our permission.
For my safety. Thank you. Yeah. What classes did I steal? With glasses.
Bro.
Oh, you took it out.
On glasses.
Bro, I know who it was. It wasn't my mother. Do she got a white t-shirt on? No. Yes. My aunt stole glasses. It was her. Do she have a fucking white t-shirt on? No. 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 White t-shirt. No. Pink shorts. No.
But did they say I stole them or she stole them? I didn't work in concerts or nothing. I don't have nothing. I asked the man that he had some swimming trunks and that was it. I don't have shit in my bag. I took my daughter to Zorba's to get an outfit to change because she peed on herself and that was it. So what glasses do I have?
Oh my goodness. Did y'all hear the language coming out of that kid's mouth? I don't know if y'all did or not, but it's not pretty. Now, yes, entitlement is a thing, and I bring up entitlement for a reason, and this is the reason why I feel that these people think that they're actually entitled.
Bro is waiting in the dispensary parking lot, asking people if they have any spare roaches. I don't think y'all understand. The crash out levels is about to go through the roof. No food stamps equals no to less weed money. Like, y'all about to have people out here hangry and sober. That's a diabolical combination. Because the food money got to come out of some budget, and that's the first one it usually comes from. All I'm saying is just be nicer to people in these coming days, because that blunt and those snacks may have been the only thing stopping your coworker from putting you first in line for a meet and greet with God Almighty.
Bro, yep. Dude, they are literally saying... People are literally saying that they're going to be even more upset because they have less money for weed because their SNAP and EBT benefits are getting taken off. I don't even know how to respond to that. All I can simply say is, wow. Like, if you've got money for drugs and you've got money for alcohol and you've got money for all of those things, you certainly don't need to be on government benefits. No stamps, no weed. Bingo. And let me tell you something else that ends up happening with a lot of these EBT or these SNAP, right? Like those little EBT cards. What ends up happening is they take them and they sell them at half the rate of whatever they are. So let's say you get $600 in benefits. I'm going to sell that sucker at $300. You can go get it $300 cash, and then you can go get your $600 in food. You owe me $300 every month. You can use my card. And that stuff goes down all of the time. It is one of the biggest freaking scams of the century. If you're using a SNAP or EBT card, it ought to make you use your ID alongside with it to make sure the sucker ends up coming out. Now, people over in the comment section, you can tell me a lie or you can tell me whether or not I'm right or if I'm wrong. But that is a fact that people are doing that stuff at an enormous rate. That's your tax dollars that are going out that way. Patrick Loudon says, know a friend in Cali who buys food stamps from people at the grocery stores. Bingo. Bingo, that happens all the time, man. They sell them at a reduced rate to get cash, and then they go and they fund other habits with them. It's absolutely freaking nuts. Oh, gosh. Why do I have so many of these videos? Why do I have so many of these? Here's a good short one for you. Dude, you got seven kids. Talk to their dad or dads. Holy cow. Member for 14 months. Jude Chase says, this is normal language in schools. Go check it out. I have 3 foster kids and the language is insane. Doing my best to show them better. Yeah, you and me, dude. Don't get me started on the language inside schools and how just absolutely freaking garbage it is. Now, it's not just enraged people with their benefits that are getting upset, because there's a trend going around now saying that they don't even have to steal from the grocery stores. What they're going to do is they're going to wait for white people to go and buy their food. And then when white people are exiting the grocery stores, then they're going to go and steal the groceries straight out from their carts.
So you're going to steal my basket full of groceries after I leave the store? Yeah, I don't think so there, Hen. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of videos talking about how people's EBT is getting cut off, and so they're going to be stealing groceries straight out of the store. But I've also seen a lot of videos talking about how people are going to grab baskets whenever they come out of the store. That way they're not stealing from the store, they're stealing from an individual. Well, you grab my shopping cart full of groceries that I bought and paid for with my fucking money, and you're going to hear 2 sounds. There's going to be 3 sounds. Maybe. It's certainly going to be 2 sounds. The first sound you're going to hear is me saying, now, Han, that's a bad idea there. Better walk the fuck on. If you don't walk the fuck on, that'll be the next sound you fucking hear. And the third sound, son, I'll hear it. You won't. No, sir. I'll fucking hear it, and you fucking won't. Now, people are going to come back on this video and say, oh, you'd end somebody over a basket full of groceries? Yeah, I would. You damn right. Because that person that's deciding to steal from me, they've already decided that that's what their life is worth. Well, they made that decision. They made that choice. You don't fucking steal from me. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. You guys think he's the only one that thinks that way? I want you to think, and I want you to multiply this across the country. One out of every five households in the United States of America that are on these benefits. One out of every five households. Shockingly, I also learned today that I think it's like 50 to 60% of Americans own their home. 50 to 60% of American families own their home. So 50 to 60% of American families own their home, and one out of every five families is on food stamps. So in this country, you're able to afford to buy a house, but you still qualify for government assistance, and then you work that into your way of life. How is it that you can afford to buy a home, but you cannot afford to buy your own groceries? These are just questions that I have. These are just questions that I have in my system. It's just little things that end up coming out in my mind. Now, I could sit here and I control on these people all day long, but I personally think that this lady that's coming up next does a very, very good job doing it for me.
So I just received an email from my food stamp benefit saying that if the government shutdown lasts longer than this month, I will not be receiving any benefits next month. And it's like, this month is kind of already done with, so I don't really see the government opening back up before October's over. What I get paid equals to the amount of what my...
Did you just take your kids to Disney on Ice like 4 days ago and then make content about it? Let's look.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Did you just take your kids to Disney on Ice 4 days ago and make videos about it and then complain about it? Because everybody knows this shutdown's been coming for a very, very long time, and she flat out calls her on it. Give it a watch.
You said you had like five kids, so let's say you took all five of those kids to Disney on Ice. It's going to cost you anywhere from $175 to $600. This is according to Google. Tickets can range anywhere from $35 to $120. You look like you were somewhere in the mid-range. You didn't look like you were in the nosebleeds, but you weren't in those great seats either. Now, maybe you went with a friend and you split the cost, but here's the thing. The government shutdown and the EBT conversation has been having for weeks. You knew this was coming. Why would you go out and spend all that money on Disney on Ice? Why didn't you save your money and use it to buy food? Because let me tell you something. When things get hard up in this house right here, the first thing to go is those expendables. For us, it's summer basketball or extracurricular activity program. It's energy drinks. It's special stops at the gas station. It's making a huge ass batch of chocolate chip cookies so that they last all week for snack, and really there's nothing else. Not you though. Not you though. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go back to this, but we're already balls deep in it. So here's another food stamp haul. This is from a different creator, and this was only from 3 days ago.
Yo, quarter of food stamps spent in one day because we will not have them after the 31st because of the shutdown.
Look at the amount of junk food on that counter. This is one of the biggest problems I have when it comes to food stamps, SNAP, EBT, benefits, whatever. Actually, food stamps, they're better than that. But like your SNAP, like when you just get your little card and you go and you start swiping, man, you could basically get whatever the hell you want. I've actually seen people buy cigarettes with it because they went to a gas station, grabbed a soda, then they ring the soda, and then they're able to get the cigarettes by using their EBT. Not a joke. Seen that happen over in Vietnam, North Carolina. It is absolutely disgusting. Like, if you are getting government assistance for supplements, like supplemental food allowance, like you are getting it taken care of, it should not go to be getting an 8-pack of diet soda, 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew, a bottle of Pepsi. This is the problem. This is why we had that famous song. What was it? A year and a half ago? Year and a half ago. Richmond, north of Richmond. You guys remember that? When he was talking specifically about my tax dollars ought not to pay for your fudge rounds, he wasn't kidding when he said that. And that ticks off a ton of Americans because there's people that could be using them like that don't. And there's people that don't need them that are. And these are prime examples. And you're about to see people budgeting properly with their food. And I personally think that that's the message that needs to get sent out to most of these dang Americans.
Which is fine. I'll make it stretch for at least 1 to 2 months. I got 130 items for $364. $55, but all of his paycheck goes to rent, and then a little bit rest goes to the rest of our bills,
because
nothing... Now it's time to put all this lovely stuff away.
There's so much fucking soda in that video, I got diabetes just watching it. And the frozen dinners, and the frozen pizzas. You gonna make that shit stretch 2 months? No, you ain't. You'd have been better off stocking your freezer full of meat and potatoes. I saw not one item for Thanksgiving dinner, not one. Y'all wanna be mad at me because I'm calling these people out. Why don't you go be mad at the people that are exploiting it and put it on the internet? And for those who are saying, well, this is rage bait. They're just rage baiting. But then they deserve all the hate that they get, because then you're basically exploiting an entire group of people. Then you should go yell at them for rage.
Yeah, she ain't wrong saying that. All right, we got to go through some of these super chats that you guys have been dumping in. Incog Faraday, I got you, bro. I got you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jose Cura says, as a financial planner, I can tell you that most families don't give a crap about giving up non-essentials, even if it means saving for important stuff. You're absolutely correct. Incog Faraday, come in. He says, he speaks the truth. And I'm assuming what you are talking about is when I talk about people that are selling their benefits. That absolutely takes place here inside of this country. Incog Faraday also came in just gifting out 20 doll hairs and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Bless in the chat. Adam says, I want to see an illegal make one of these videos. You might have at this point, my friend, like, to be perfectly honest with you. Mike Maid says, I got laid off in April, sole provider, wife and 4 kids. Wow, man, that sucks. We don't qualify for SNAP or EBT because my truck is valued over 15K, and we have just enough in the bank to cover 1 month mortgage in Texas. Dang, bro, that sucks. That's freaking horrible, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Dang, Mike. Jason Powers says, fact, he's got family members doing it. Again, referencing to that. Pokeman coming in with 5 says, tithings and offerings. Oh, sorry, we already finished that video. So on to the next, on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. Can't give them up. This lady right here, this lady, if I remember right, she might be my spirit animal.
I don't care if I get canceled, but as an EBT mother on a budget of $300 to $400, even when I only had $200, you know what's cheaper than a $3 pack of Little Debbie snacks? A 50-cent can of fucking green beans, okay? You know what's cheaper than 3 packs of soda? A bunch of cans of 50-cent cans of vegetables, okay? You know what's cheaper than the $150 you spent on chips, sugar, soda, all of that shit? Buying a bunch of meat. Because the amount of snacks that you bought are enough to last you 2 weeks, and the amount of meat that I bought is enough to last me the entire month of November while I wait for food benefits to fix themselves. You can stock up on pasta. You can stock up on staples, okay? Look at that. After buying all healthy foods to ensure that my children are having as less problematic foods in their diet as possible, look at the money I have left over for snacks. We got cookies, we got baked cheddar, whatever the fuck these are, pretzels, a bag of fruit snacks, and saltine crackers. And you know what my children don't complain?
And I know most of you guys that are like sitting in here, like, you've lived this lifestyle before. I've lived this lifestyle before, where you are counting your pennies. You are buying the stuff that you can do to like keep yourself running. College kids, you always hear talking about it, like the ramen noodle diet. I've been on ramen noodle diet before in my life. It is just one of those things. And you can say whatever you want about this woman, but the way she's describing like her lifestyle and her shopping and what she's doing, like, she's planning ahead to make sure that this stuff is going out. Am I a fan of her red hair? No. Do I like her budgeting style? Absolutely. Does she have plenty of kids? Yep. Do people make mistakes and move on with their lives? Absolutely. Is she trying to get out of that hole by doing exactly what she's doing and actually lecturing the world on it to the point where I felt like putting it on the Speak the Truth podcast? 1000%.
Mom, why can't we have cake and ice cream and sugar all the time? I don't give a crap. I don't think children should starve, but I don't think children should be being fed poisonous shit all the time because parents want to boo-hoo over the fact that they're not willing to get their lives in order. And obviously, I'm not talking about disabled. Obviously, I'm not talking about elderly. And obviously, I'm not talking about the parent that just lost her husband and now has to do it on her own. Obviously, I'm not talking about people who got raped and had to take care of a kid that was forced upon them. So don't make it into that. My children are so health conscious that I can let them have their whole Halloween bag of candy in their room, and they only limit themselves to a piece of day. They're not super dependent on sugar. They don't freak out because I don't give them the bag of chips. It's all about how you raise your child. The reason your kid wants...
Holy crap. Seth Stute says, the governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency due to SNAP running out. Virginia will pay for 850,000 SNAP beneficiaries in our state. That's nuts. That's also a good thing. I think if the feds are going to fail, then why not have the state go ahead and take care of it? Especially when you're living in places like Oregon, where, you know, the city of Portland spending about $70,000 a head per homeless person every single year. I feel like they've got more than enough money to take care of some of those things. I really do. I don't think that they need to go about like just blowing their money on homeless people all the time. That's not going to do anything. Like you live in Portland and your freaking SNAP benefits are running out. You better be complaining about the $15,000 I spotted allegedly that the city spent on cleaning up that tiny little Antifa camp for just a couple hours. You better be complaining about the $150,000 to $200,000 they spent cleaning up that tiny little Antifa camp over the last 4 months, because those are benefits that should be going to you, but because they allow lawlessness in society, they don't. These societies are wasting money, and if Virginia's capable of doing it, I dang sure know that other states are as well.
Kids have not eaten 5 days. It is the taxpayer's responsibility to take care of my kids.
Trump done cut no food stamps off.
If you're poor, don't have kids, okay? If you're struggling, don't have kids. Don't bring more in. If you already have them, that's another situation. If you don't have them, don't bring any in. And if you have two, don't go having another one. If you have one, don't go having two more.
So they say 2 million is getting cut off this month for the scamps. I'm about to go 40. Find out if I'm in that number, in that ratio.
It's been day 5 and I have not received no food stamps. My disability checks is on hold. My cash benefits is not coming no more. They're still pending. It is the taxpayer's job to pay for my kids to eat and for my kids to be taken care of. I have over 2,000 followers on TikTok and I can't get not one person to send me 50 cents.
I got over 2,000 followers on TikTok and not one person can send her 50 cents. Dude, this is, again, that mentality that is being bred inside of our country. You're about to hear a TikTok star that gets super upset because the federal government ended up discovering that she makes money via TikTok that she wasn't reporting. And now she's got to pay back all of the benefits from it. Incog Faraday, responsible people live within whatever their budget allows. Incog Faraday, I'll do you one better. Responsible people live below what their budget allows, and then they put that money in a bank and they save it for a rainy day. That's what you should be doing. That's what you should be doing. Now, I have lived at a time in my life, and it wasn't that long ago, to where I didn't have that money to be able to save up for a rainy day. And you know what I started doing? I started selling off everything I freaking owned. Started getting rid of it. Every single thing I owned, I started getting rid of it. There is a means to make stuff like that happen if you absolutely need it. I didn't go down to Walmart and start stealing stuff. I didn't riot. I didn't scream on TikTok that it's the government's fault. I didn't blame any of those dang people. Took accountability and I got my crap together and I started working my butt off even harder. And even when I was working my butt off, do you think that the world just automatically returned and paid me for that hard work? Or do you think I had to suffer for a couple years in order to get there? It's not an easy life sometimes. Life isn't fair. It's not. And I'm not stupid. I can be back in that same position here in 2 weeks. Well, maybe not 2 weeks, but I can be back in that same position pretty freaking quick. This is not acceptable behavior, but this is what is being bred in our country. When you look at what's taking places over in places like Chicago and LA and New York and Portland and DC, and all of these other places where people are feeling exceptionally entitled right now. And then I want you to see what it's like when these benefits are getting cut off and how they're acting and how quick they are to eat their own. Tom Bone says, how in the hell is it my job as a taxpayer to take care of that lady's family when I got a family of my own to take care of? Good question. Half the problem is we're getting taxed to death inside of this country. Name one thing right now that you can go out and buy that's not taxed. Dude, the shoes I have on my feet, the haircut I've got, The clothes on my back, everything is taxed. Everything. My income gets taxed. The pay, like if you've ever worked for a company, your payroll ends up getting taxed. Then the people that get paid ends up getting taxed. It is absurd the amount of taxes that we have in this flipping country. And to think that all the United States of America started over was taxation without representation. And here we are, overtaxed by a bunch of freaking knuckleheads over inside of DC that can't even get their act together and pass a budget for the year that's balanced and doesn't put us on a path to bankruptcy. Like the United States government, by the way, is acting like all of these people. If for those of you that are unaware, the United States government definitely acts like every single one of these people that's over here whining and complaining right now about everything. They don't give two craps about the American people and the impact that all of this stuff is having. I went off about VA benefits early. I went off about all sorts of stuff earlier today. And I'll continue to go off about all sorts of things, but I am sick and tired of our government not giving two craps about the people that live in this country. The amount of money we give away. Does everybody know that we ended up giving $40 million to Venezuela today? Anybody? Am I the only one that knows we gave 40 mil over to Venezuela? Well, albeit this lady, maybe with her big hoop silver earrings and all that, she looks like she's doing okay. But $40 million to Venezuela. Am I the only person that knows that? Why do we have Americans that are whining and complaining and a lot of them that are going over? We got government employees that are going into food banks right now, picking up all that stuff. And we're just giving away, I believe it was 40 million. I hope to God it wasn't 40 billion. God dang, man. I really hope I'm not wrong. I hope I'm not wrong. Let's listen to what Speaker Johnson has to say about all this. Do you think he's going to talk about the Americans and everybody else that he cares about?
By so many hardworking people around this country is very real, and it gets worse with each passing day.
I'm sorry. What did I say? Argentina. We gave $40 million to Argentina. My bad. Argentina. Somebody's saying billion. Now I got to look this up. Now I got to look it up because God forbid I get that wrong. How much money did we give to Argentina today? I'm just curious. I'm just curious as a U.S. citizen. I don't want to get that figure wrong. If it's billion with a B, I'm going to be super, super ticked off. I thought it was 40. Well, I'll look it up. Let's let Speaker Johnson go and I'll look into it.
Here's some of the stats. Last week, 1.4 million federal workers missed a full paycheck. Now, you know, many of them are furloughed. And many more are deemed essential workers, those who are essential, for example, to keep the country safe. TSA agents we've discussed, and air traffic controllers and border patrol, and of course our troops. But so many of them now are going without pay. The families of military service members and the air traffic controllers and so many of these others are now...
Yeah, it's 40 billion. That's billion with a B for those of you. That's my bad. 40 billion to Argentina.
Very real risk of missing the paycheck at the end of this month. The Trump administration has done everything possible to bend over backwards to try to find sources of funding within the federal government to be able to cover the bases, but it is getting more and more challenging with each day. Now, every Republican in Congress wants to stop this madness desperately, and we have voted many times, over a dozen times, collectively 13 times, to reopen the government, to keep it open and reopen it once the Democrats closed it. But here's the very simple and important fact that no one should forget. We have no ability. Republicans do not have the ability to do this on our own. It's a simple math problem. We need Democrats to help. You need 60 votes in the Senate. We only have 53 Republicans. The Democrats are the ones voting repeatedly to shut down the government. But they're not opening it back up. They spent most of their time trying to distract the American people from the very simple truth. So I brought you a little visual aid here to just remind everybody what the simple facts are. Four simple facts here. The Democrats are required to open the government. They keep saying Republicans are in charge of government. We aren't. Not in the Senate. 60 votes control the Senate. Not a bare majority. And so point number one, Democrat votes are required to open the government. Point number two, they refuse to do it. They have now voted 12 times to keep the government closed. And they'll have another chance today or tomorrow, maybe multiple times this week, and we'll see what they do.
And then you got to ask yourself also this question. Why is it that the United States government is capable of passing pay for our military members capable of passing certain different parts of legislation. But when it comes down to things like this, God forbid we can actually do that. Now, one of the main things that they're fighting over is whether or not these benefits get to go to illegal aliens in the United States of America. At least that's what Mike Johnson's saying. A lot of people in the government are claiming, no, that's not what we're trying to get at all. We just want it for everybody that lives here. Well, that would also include the illegals. And you guys are looking at different ways to do that. Now, is it that big of a problem when we're 40 flipping trillion dollars in debt inside of this country? 38. I think we just crossed 38 trillion in debt. I might have to pull up the debt clock. Almost $40 trillion in debt. Yeah, we got to start somewhere. But why do you wait until the last minute to screw over the American people? There's a lot of people that legitimately depend on all of this. Now, I know I've shown some pretty extreme examples. I know there's that guy that made it famous on Fox about going out and buying lobster and taking it down to the beach and barbecuing it. There's a lot of people that use these benefits that don't actually do that. But why is it they have to wait to the last minute to try to screw people over? Why can't they say, you know what? We're going to go ahead and pass benefits for Americans in the meantime, and we'll work on the rest of this. They have the ability to do things like that, and our government flat out doesn't want to do it because it wants to piss people off, and it wants to like separate them, wants to separate us into fighting and doing everything else that's wrong. All of these people are to blame. Make zero mistake about it. Our government's failures is exactly who is to blame. Now, that might not be a very popular opinion because people want to blame the Democrats, or people want to blame Republicans, or people want to blame illegals. People want to blame everybody. No, the fact is that all these idiots up there inside of our government are to blame.
I live in one of the most expensive states in the country, and I, as a mother, have been on SNAP before. I was on SNAP when I was pregnant and when I had a baby. We followed every single law. We filled out everything correctly. We didn't lie to get more benefits from the government. In fact, we were only on SNAP for about 6 to 9 months until we made enough to where we could provide for ourselves and stop relying on the government to give us things like food. For those of you who are mad about SNAP being shut down or halted, or the possibility of it being shut down and halted in November, you should probably place that anger and aggression on the Democrats who are keeping the government shut down because they won't agree to a unilateral CR bill. Maybe you should be mad at the Democrats who are holding your money hostage while also paying themselves. The president relocated funds so that he could pay his military soldiers. And then we have people on this app, a specific demographic of people on this app, saying that they're just going to walk out with the food, that their people just steal.
Trump cutting off food stamps right before Thanksgiving, bad and all, but my people ran out of stores. With the cart, fool, I bet it's gonna be some turkey on my plate. Ham, mashed potatoes, greens, dressing, it's gonna all be there. Don't worry about it.
I literally saw somebody say that our people steal, and I think that is so wrong and is so disgusting to put that narrative out there that just because you're a certain demographic of people, because you don't make enough money to do certain things, that you should just steal what you want. There are still food pantries. There are still churches that will help you. You need to stop relying on the government for your basic necessities, because things like this happen when the Democratic Party decide to withhold funds that are allocated to residents and citizens of the United States, like who need it for SNAP or for Medicaid or anything else. They can just say, I'm not getting what I want, so I'm going to withhold the funds from you. Putting pressure on the citizens to put pressure on the other side of the aisle so that they can do what the Democrats want and blackmail them, essentially.
You know, I still see people in the chat saying, F that man's ballroom. Allegedly, that ballroom was financed entirely by private donations plus contributions from Donald Trump himself. It's reported that Google committed $22 million in connection with a settlement to the project. Estimated cost of that project is $200 million. Now, that is yet a drop in the bucket of the $40 billion we just gave to Argentina. Why do you give a crap about a ballroom that had private funds donated to build at the White House when our government just gave $40 billion to Argentina? Billion with a B. I feel like $40 billion is a lot of money. I feel like that money could have been used possibly, just possibly, to fund benefits for another month. Just throwing that out there, I think just maybe. Now, I understand that it was passed on what, like Sunday?
But for the love of God, $40 billion and you're complaining about a $200 million ballroom that got funded privately. It is absurd. If you're buying into that partisan crap, dude, you need to open your eyeballs up. It is a heck of a lot bigger. Now, people that are saying, oh, well, the government, it's much, much harder for them to pass anything. It's much harder for them to get things done. You're right. It is very hard for them to get things done. That's why they get paid so dang much. That's why they get paid $175, $150, $200, quarter million a year, whatever the heck it is that they make for their particular state. I am over it. They make a buttload of money to pass those laws. And if they can't do it, they should be fired. Every single time the government gets shut down, those people should lose their jobs. Lose their jobs. If we don't have a balanced budget in this country, they should lose their jobs. Period. They shouldn't be allowed to come back. It's not that difficult. But they're never going to pass a law like that. None of that stuff's going to happen because we allowed this country to spin out of control for so long. It's absolutely insane. Everybody thinks that, like, America is doing so great. I personally have noticed, even in something as simple as like Chipotle, right? America's favorite healthy fast food restaurant that's out there, the quality of food that's gone downhill. I want you guys to look at this, because this, like, you want to talk about razor thin margins. And I'm telling you that $40 trillion that our country is in debt, that's weighing heavy. Our businesses, our grocery stores are operating on razor thin margins, trying to keep things like profitable right now, because everybody is being taxed to death to pay for stupid stuff like $40 billion to Argentina. This is the result.
What would you do if somebody fed you a steak that was pure mush? That's the inside of the steak. The whole steak just turns to mush. Y'all, there's a reason why I don't eat out. I just got a family meal from Roadhouse for my nephew, because it's his favorite place in the whole world. I put that in my mouth, and I thought I was going to hurl all over the place. Look at this steak. First of all, when I went to cut it, it just flopped. It's all cooked, like, differently, but look at the texture. It's like there's no sinew. What in the world is this? It was just mush in my mouth. When I went to bite into it, it was like mashed potatoes or pate, or, and it has not necessarily a rotten.
So I looked into this a little bit, because I'm sure everybody right now is just kind of being disgusted over what they're seeing in their stomach. Meat glue. Price of beef in America is going through the roof, if you haven't noticed. If you guys don't go over and you buy beef, price of beef in America is going through the roof right now. Eggs have kind of slowly started coming down. No, it's not rat meat. No, it's restaurants that are cutting quarters, taking their trimmings and everything else that they have, gluing it together and smashing it down and selling it as food. That's what's being fed over here in the United States. That is a direct result of our government trying to tax its way out of the problems that we're currently into. Not cut spending, just take more from the people that don't have it. That's the end result of it.
Smell, but like a funky smell. Like, that's the inside of the steak. I don't think that's a steak. What was just sent to me? Like, this is, of course, it was brought to me because I've been sick. So I'm not in a position to, but look at that. It's just mush. I'm not in a position to drive it back up there. So can somebody tell me what that even is? And why have you ever seen a steak that just mushed like that? I put a bite of it in my mouth. I almost threw up all over the place. So somebody tell me what it is that I got. Tag Roadhouse in the comments, and maybe they can help me understand what in the world is.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Somebody's saying a cattle shortage. Yeah. And why is there a cattle shortage? Should we dig deeper into that problem within itself? Should we? Meanwhile, we have other real problems here inside of the United States. Deporting illegals, not a bad thing. Get rid of illegal aliens. Let's see what the Chicago mayor thinks about when illegals literally rape his constituents. This is a problem. This is what should be getting addressed inside this country. But instead of addressing this, we're focused on everything else here.
Well, the real Chicagoans that I talk to, that I communicate with, mostly black and brown, actually, tell me that you don't seem to know the difference between illegal aliens and real Chicago citizens. They feel that you are siding with the illegal aliens over them in their communities. And okay. Sadly,
William, let's get to the question.
Let's get to the question. The real question is simply this. I don't know how to make it any more direct. An illegal alien from Nicaragua grabbed a woman on the north side last week.
Is that a question?
Bashed her head into the sidewalk, knocked her unconscious, and raped her. If that had been your wife, Stacy.
Okay, all right, we're not going to answer it. Thank you. Thanks, Wes.
All right.
Would you want ICE to deport her?
All right. Let's move on.
Yes or no?
Yeah, let's move on. Let's not discuss the illegal alien that bashed a woman's head into a sidewalk. One of your constituents killed her and raped her. Let's not discuss that. Nope, let's not do that. Let's avoid all of the problems that are taking place. Let's avoid all of these government issues that we're having. Instead, let's keep people focused on dumb things like the No Kings protest and AIPAC and whatever else that we have out there. Kenneth says, Matt, as a truck driver, I see this all. Or he says, as a truck driver, I see this at kill plants all the time. Meat production is so high. The calves are sent to kill plants at 6 to 8 months of age. Dude, you got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me. Colby, it's time for this country to stop being run by politicians and start being run by statesmen again. That would fix most of the problems within this country, in your opinion. I'm not even sure about that, man. I think our country has degraded so far. I really do. I think our country has degraded so far that even returning like a lot of power to the states, not good enough. Like we have completely screwed over what our founding fathers have given us to a point of absolutely stupidity. I feel like the movie Idiocracy is playing out before my very eyes as I like go through a lot of this stuff today. Cattle shortage, Nathan. Cattle shortage. All right. Justin Winch says $40 billion for sure. That's what we ended up giving to Argentina. Appreciate that. Mike Silva becoming a brand new true supporter. Tom Bones, how in the heck is it your job as a taxpayer to take care of that lady's family? It ain't. It absolutely is not. And I don't know why all these aren't showing up. Incog Faraday donating $100. Greatly appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much for that. That helps out quite a bit. Colby McCurdy, it's time for this country to stop being ran by politicians and start being ran by statesmen. You know, Colby, the more I read it, the more I want to believe that until I go to places like Portland, until I go to places like Chicago, until I listen to people like the governor of New York, Ramon Dani. I think we have a much bigger problem inside of this country. And I think maybe we need to get some better people in there. And Cock Faraday for continuing to spread the truth. Thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate that. Well, let's just keep on spreading it then, because there might be another thing in here that maybe I want to show. Because Americans in general,
hey, if you see food,
Americans in general have gotten to a point where I think I can't even contemplate what the heck is going through their heads. This man right here is about to tell you how, I don't know if you could say that this is inciting violence. I don't even know how to describe this.
Hey, if you see food getting stolen this holiday season, no, you didn't. And if you see a big, hairy dude like me being a giant distraction so families can steal more food, no, you didn't. No family should go hungry this holiday season, especially with benefits being taken away. It's absolute bullshit. So if you do see me being a giant distraction, I advise you to join in so we can have them steal more food. Hey, if you see food getting stolen this holiday...
So, if you see people stealing food, don't go buy it. Don't donate. Don't try to do anything good. Don't count on anything good. Because nothing good is going to come out of Americans nowadays. That's what this man believes. Instead, you need to encourage them stealing stuff. That's what you need to do. Mike Silva says, go to places like Dearborn. I will, Mike. I talked about it this morning. I will. Tristan Allen says, this country wasn't founded on two parties, Matt. You know, I highly encourage people to go and look over certain things about the founding of this country. Because learning actual history, not what you're going to read in history books... But look at how many of our original 13 colonies actually wanted slavery. Two. 11 of them didn't. It's amazing, isn't it? Because how long have we heard that our country was founded on slavery and the backs of this, like America's backbone was basically slavery, and that's how we got to where we got. Read. Figure it out. That dude should donate his hair. Hell, I could use some of his hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I know it's a little bit different than normal, but I do feel like this is going to be an issue coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I think we're going to start seeing some very violent riots taking place here in the U.S. that are going to rival what took place during BLM 2020. Here we are 5 years later, still haven't fully recovered from COVID, which was stupid within itself. All the different restrictions that ended up getting put in, and that's my opinion, all right? Why? Why are we there? Justin Winch says, there are sleepers in Dearborn. Ask me how I know via Discord. I believe me, brother. I feel you. And Hancock Faraday giving out 5 more Speak the Truth memberships. Ladies and gentlemen, stay safe. Be smart. Go out and get stuff before the grocery stores get robbed and get shut down. Go get yourself some canned food. Go get all of those little like items and stuff like that if you can. And in the meantime, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I am out of here.
Millions of black people are going to starve to death.
And with food stamps getting cut off next month, like I don't have a kid that eats like a grown man. I eat like a grown man. We like steak and lobster.
Yeah, you like food.
Yeah, we like food. We like steak and lobster.
It's too bad. I guess you guys are going to starve and die.